Robin Butler's sitting in.
A couple of friends of mine have got three kids, and at the time their little girl was three, and they were all at home, and someone walked in off the street. The little girl was the one in the sort of family room. They live in a big house. And this guy came in and saw the mum's handbag and took out her wallet and then saw the little girl. And she looked at him and he looked at her and he just did a, you know, shh gesture to her and took the wallet and left. And because she was only three, it didn't really faze her, you know, because she didn't get the enormity of it. So the police came and a young sergeant said, who saw the crime happen? And they said, well, it was only our three-year-old. And all right, do you think you could draw a picture of the man you saw?
Are you serious?
And so she sat there diligently at her little table and drew a picture. And went, she handed it to him. And sure, this is what he looked like. And then everybody looked and there was just like a stick figure. Right. And then he didn't quite know what to do. And he said, well, I'll take this down to the station and see if we get any leads.
I think I'll... Someone find out where Sticky McGee's been this morning.
We want to talk to him. A very thin man.
A very large head. I like to think that would be over the shoulder of the newsreader on that night's bulletin.
He's got three fingers.
And man, as you can see, he lives in a square house with a. It's either a bush or some smoke coming out of the ground. Here's something else I wanted to ask you about, Robin. Is it true that this kind of shonk goes on with the sizing of your women's clothing to make you feel thinner?
Yes.
So you're more predisposed to buying the product.
Oh, look at me. I fit into a 10 kind of deal.
It's called vanity sizing.
I'm a size 18, currently wearing an 8. But I'm happy and I'm buying everything in the shop. Really? I'm a size 6, I'll have 10 of them.
Vanity sizing.
It's funny, isn't it?
Do men do that with their own genitalia? I find it unusual that in the era of metrification, men's genitals are still going with inches. Don't you think it would have been more flattering to go over to centimetres?
Yes, it would have been.
Isn't that odd?
I thought you meant upsizing on, like, testicles. No, I've got 4.
We were talking about a bloke on the show last week who was smuggling 6 rare bird's eggs through customs. When they said, what's that in your underpants? He said, oh, those are my testicles.
Oh, thank you not to stare. Why are they tweeting? They do that.
Those are my testicles. Now take them away to be hatched.